Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. During Italy's post-war economic miracle of the 1960s, cities were in desperate need of affordable apartment complexes in which to house the workers so critical to the nation's recovery. Too often these projects, which were situated in outlying districts, were of poor design and soon became eyesores on the cityscape. Yet, one promising building in Milan, the Monte Amiata housing block, has stood the test of time and is still today a thriving mini-city. Monocle's man in Milan, Ivan Cavallo, visited the complex and brings us this tall story.
As the dust settled on the Second World War, much of Europe was left with a crippling shortage of housing. In Milan, plans were drawn up to create satellite communities. In the late 1960s, one site, northwest of downtown, became home to the Monte Amiata housing complex, which is situated in Milan's Galtarese district, a neighborhood whose name has become attached to this collection of residential apartments that has become a benchmark for urban housing. The complex's design, made up of five structures, is the handiwork of Carlo Aimonino, who brought in his colleague Aldo Rossi to design the final building. Monte Amiata sits on an odd-shaped triangular parcel of land. Two large eight-story blocks are splayed along its south side. Another, six floors high, extends north from the intersection of the first two, while the final, Aimonino building, is a two-story bridge connecting buildings and helping to form two triangular raised piazzas, and an outdoor amphitheater whose underside helps create the entrance to the complex. The last building, by Rossi, is a long three-story high slab placed parallel to one of the taller blocks. From above, the complex resembles a futuristic quay design. Now a half century old, the work, which houses some 2,500 residents in a range of flats and a selection of shops, is an accomplished attempt to create a micro-urban community. While both architects were intrigued by Le Corbusier's Unité d'Habitation, Aimonino and Rossi pushed ahead with a design that absorbed various influences. Aimonino drew from the stepped Roman amphitheater and Trajan's market to create complex typologies of apartments stacked upon each other at various recessions, alternating glass blocks with balconies and red window frames. Rossi looked at the 1930s and the paintings of Giorgio de Chirico to create a building that completely contrasts with the others. His singular rectangular structure is a strict white-plastered autonomous block, while a minimalist open arcade occupies the ground floor. The white paint stands out against the muted red, yellow, and brown hues of Aimonino. Even after 50 years, and despite its position on the outskirts of Milan, in an urban periphery that typically sees signs of neglect, this work of modernist architecture remains remarkably relevant, especially for those today looking for examples of how to create small-scale urban communities in big metropolises.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Ivan Cavallo for today's episode. Remember to tune in on Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye. And thank you for listening, city lovers.